Volume is up, so everybody should hear each other. Let me adjust this real quick.
Hold on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what are you doing?
Watching baseball.
Did you get some cleats?
Oh, my gosh.
I got you. All right. Who's winning?
Are you serious right now?
Who's winning? Hello?
Are we recording this?
Hello?
Might as well start the episode.
What's the score?
We might as well start it.
Oh.
How does every single episode have Joe and his family in it?
We literally were about to hit the go button.
We should have one episode where it's just about Joe and his family.
That's pretty much episode.
That's every episode.
That's every episode, because every episode, Joe's family calls. So okay. Just to let you know, you want to start the music now?
Oh, yeah. Let me make sure I got the right.
Yeah, we were live. Yeah.
Sorry. 2 seconds? 2 seconds? Okay, now we can officially start.
Now we can start. Now that Joe's done with his family phone calls for the night. Hey, guys, this is Happy with One Down, Five Up.
And this is Kyle, and I apologize for any bit of that awkward start. I don't know what it's going to sound like, because I, press record as you were answering the phone call.
I said, hold on, hold on.
Why are we going to hold on? We said, everybody ready? Everybody's like, yeah. And then I hit record, and you're like, hold on.
There was nothing pressing on that phone call that you...
No, I thought we hadn't started yet, so I was like, hold on, wait, my son's calling. Let me see what he wants.
Did he get some cleats?
He did not. He decided not to get any. Oh,
okay. Do you know the score of the game?
I do not know the score. If anyone knows, that's cool.
Okay. Rest of the phone calls are going in on the board.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
All right.
As the host, would you like to introduce the guest?
I mean...
I know you haven't hosted in a while, but I mean...
It hasn't been a while. It has. I mean, well, last week was kind of weird, you know, with the whole Harley debate that ended up being really boring and put me asleep, so... We changed it up, but this week I hope to have some young, vibrant, amazing Tinder energy up in this joint.
Oh yeah, blood's pumping.
The blood's pumping.
Yeah,
we're about to be super liking up in here.
Yeah. I mean,
swipe right.
Boosted. We actually hold on. We have. Do you have that one song that I told you to record?
Oh gosh, I might not have done it then.
Oh my god,
which song?
It is. Oh, hold on.
What do you want?
You're my obsession. We have Gabe, episode 2, Gabe's obsession. Just like the Ohio State, this is the Christopher Linger.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I didn't do that. Yeah. No.
Horrible video. Horrible, horrible video.
Yeah, it's that.
Hold on, right here. This is how I feel. Every time Gabe mentions you, this is how I feel, right here.
That's how I feel every time I take a phone call from him.
I mean, the whole reason you're on this podcast right now is because you have his bike. You bought his bike. Or did he give it to you?
No, I bought it. I was looking for my first bike, and... An Indian was a little bit out of my price range.
One, it's your first bike. So starting off on a big bike like that.
Well, not going to lie. Happy's bike is the first bike I ever rode. He just let me take it out one day. 1,900 cc's under me. Down Market Street.
Wow.
Handled it
like
a champ.
I didn't know this at all.
Yep. Never rode anything but a dirt bike, and he basically...
Yeah, I was in my office, and I was in a meeting or something on Zoom, and all of a sudden they were like, yeah, Chris just took Happy's bike, and I'm like, oh, no. Why didn't anybody stop
Joe
him?
Joe actually stopped him the first time. Yeah. He saw him go for a helmet, and he's like, no.
I know. I was like, we need you around. Let's not do that.
And then Chris is like, I really want to go. And I was like, just go. And he goes, you don't mind? I was like, no, why would I mind?
I used to ride dirt bikes, same thing.
So, I mean, what did you totally think of that ride? Like,
it was exhilarating. My adrenaline was rushing. I took it up to Porter's Neck and went by the golf course, and it...
Is that what it sounded like?
No. The rumble kind of got me going.
So let's talk about a little bit about your first bike. I mean, it's definitely not a starter bike by no means. It's a nice bike. What do you have?
Okay, before we go into that... not to interrupt too much, but Chris, your wind sales guy's here. You were hired to sell boats.
I was.
You are Shelton's friend.
Known him since first grade.
Known him since first grade.
Has he always had the Sester big head?
He has. He used to eat his hair, too.
He told me that
not
story.
Not to throw him out. Yeah.
So he, no, he we can totally throw to, Shelton under so the bus
said,
all you want.
He said Shelton used to be, like, really fast, like, super fast, like, in like kinder, like in elementary school, and they thought he was
like
so fast.
Like, fastest kid around.
Yeah, so they thought he was so fast because he ate his hair. They were like, it must be because he eats his hair. So they would, like
bro would to, race everybody and always win, and then you see him at lunch, you know. I'm like
them daggone follicle feet.
He would just pick his hair and eat it. Yeah.
It was different, man. That was one thing. If there's only one thing, and it's the only thing I remember from first grade, is Shelton was super fast, and he ate hair.
Why?
I don't even know how to look at him anymore. Wait, is that why his hair's so short now?
It could be.
Shelton is the oldest. He's the oldest young man ever.
Yeah, he's younger than me, most definitely, but he acts
like his dad.
Yeah.
I got handed to him. He's my boss. So is Joe.
I'm just me.
He's also Happy's boss as well.
He is.
You can go. All right, we're not going to blow the F-bomb on this one just yet, okay? But the fact is that no.
I understand.
You know what, Joe? Just because the last two episodes all got Heisman to you.
It's coming hard.
Unlike you. Yeah. How'd that week last night go? How was the bed? Was it so warm when you got there?
I don't know. I haven't got there yet because I'm on this podcast with y'all.
Oh, my God. You could at least act like we don't film these all in one night.
Well,
yeah. We do film like a couple at a time.
Way below that.
Yeah, well.
I even changed shirts for this.
Well. I didn't.
What I want to know, though, is going back to you, Chris, all right, is when you first got here, no interest in motorcycles. None.
Knew nothing about them.
But, yeah, you didn't have any interest in them.
No. I mean, I rode dirt bikes when I was younger, but, I mean, I've just always heard horror stories and
it just
turned me away from them. Yeah. Not at all.
Were you a car guy or anything, or
boat guy, fishing and boats.
Squatted trucks.
No, like. No.
You like the Carolina squat?
You like this Carolina squat?
Absolutely.
You like to look like a dog taking a.
No, that wasn't me.
That wasn't you.
I kept the level.
Kept the level. So no interest.
Not at all.
Remember what I told you?
Maybe.
The same day.
That I was gonna be riding a bike before I left here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Six months.
I don't plan on leaving, but.
6 months? I said 6 months, you'll be on the bike.
What started it? Like, was it moving the bikes in and out that you enjoyed?
I remember, so my first day here, I was kind of shaken up because I just rode a KTM 250 through a steel wall.
That's
trying to,
right.
Trying to wheelie. And, that didn't end well. And I remember telling Joe about that. I don't know why. And he was like, yeah, you're not moving any of our bikes. And I said, totally understand. And then he let me start walking them out. And nice catch.
Thanks.
And then walk went to, you know, riding first gear, just in and out. And then next thing I knew, I was like, I kind of want to ride.
Hey, Hap. I wheeled a KTM 250 through a steel wall. Can I ride your bike? Sure, go ahead.
Your one rule, you wreck it, total it.
Yeah, because I don't want to try to get a paint job for that thing.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I was confident enough to ride your bike.
I was confident enough to let you ride my bike. I mean.
It was awesome.
So is that the bike that put you onto getting your bike now?
Yeah. I knew I wanted to ride something. Obviously, I like your bike, but, you know, that's a little bit out of my price range. But I got what I got. Just I want to get on two wheels as soon as possible.
What'd you get?
Yamaha MT-09.
Oh, MT-09. Okay. I got an MT-07 or an FZ-07, but I took the badges off. So I'd like to tell everybody it's an MT-07 because it's newer.
It's actually Gabe's old bike. So Happy's not lying.
I've seen him ride that. And I remember Colton at the pirate ship store. I think Colton ran into the back of him one time or vice versa. It was stupid.
Could have happened.
Yeah, it was pretty stupid. You'll have to ask him about that sometime.
I will.
That's who cares?
Might have been a different bike.
It's a beautiful bike.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's fast. Torquey. Definitely a little bit different than the Springfield, but a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Different riding position.
Yeah. It's nice for around town.
Is it quick in and out of traffic?
Yeah.
Those bikes are torquey. I got the
Thank
little
God
baby
for traction
one.
Control. Yeah. It'll let me bounce. It just won't let me throw myself.
Have you rode
up.
It in the rain?
No.
Oh, if you ride it in the rain, first to second gear, just a simple shift and you'll like spin the tire because it just wants to to go. Which is cool, but like they're like, real easy.
So you're a brand new rider.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the starter bike to you then?
Considering I sell them, and what I probably should have got was a Indian Scout Bobber.
Do you believe there is a starter bike?
It all depends on the person.
Do you think somebody should go out and just buy a 1,000cc or not a 1,000cc, but or no, did I say that right? A Busa, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
No. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I probably shouldn't have got that from. I mean, I had a little bit of riding experience, not a lot. You know. Yeah.
I mean, he rode Happy's bike like 3 times. So I mean, that was that
was enough.
You're golden then.
I had the general idea down, you know, from dirt bikes to Happy's bike, and I was like, you know what, you know, just don't ride it super hard. Just, you know, ride safe, ride my own ride. So.
I mean, that's pretty much what, when we get customers in here, that you get all walks of life coming through the door in a sense of different bikes, starter bikes, brand new bikes. Like, I want this. You get 6'4" guys come in here. They say they want a Scout 60. Would you put a 6'4" guy on a Scout 60?
Probably not. But honestly, it really just comes down to what he's comfortable with. I mean, I don't want someone leaving here not comfortable on a bike. You know, I don't want, you know. That's what they buy from me could be a life-changing decision, too. So,
and that's pretty much the way it is. I mean, I tell them straight up, I'll be happy to sell you a Scout 60 because I know in 6 months I'm going to sell you a different bike.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time, I want them to say, you know what, this is not the right bike. And I don't think there is a starter bike. I think this right bike for a person all depends, like you said, where right bike for you is different than me. My first bike was a Victory Gunner, 106 cc's, 106 cubic inch engine. It was longer cruiser, just some cruiser. I couldn't fit on a freaking sporty. I couldn't fit on a Scout. I look like, you know, that picture of the gorilla and the monkey, you know, after Halloween that is up on the Instagram page. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things. It just looks funny. But that, of course, was a joke. But and so you're young. You can handle a sport bike position like MT-09.
Yeah.
I'm not. That's just my old ass is like not.
Like it just depends on the person.
Yeah. You know? And it depends on the actions of the person, I think, because if somebody comes in there like, man, I want a 1,000cc Busa. I want to go as fast as I can. Oh, how many bikes have you rode? This is my first one. Like, then I start to go, ooh, okay, maybe not the best decision.
So.
But.
My good friend in Korea, my best friend. He's no longer with us, but not because of motorcycles or anything like that. It's something else. But he was an idiot. His first bike was a R1. He bought it in the dead of winter in Minot, North Dakota, 3 hours away.
Wow.
Went to the dealership in the middle of the winter. Don't know why. He's like, I want to buy a motorcycle. Goes there, buys a motorcycle, doesn't have a way to get home. He rides a stinking R1. Home, 3 hours in the dead of winter. That's a smart man. You definitely did it better than him.
Did he make it there all the way?
Yeah, he did.
Was he cold?
Yeah, he was frozen.
Was it like the Dumb and Dumber?
I don't know because I wasn't there because I met him a year later.
I didn't know if he would call you and be like, yo.
No. I didn't meet him until a year later. He told me the story. I was like, you're a moron. And he goes, I know. But I mean, there's stories about me and Chuck that just, you know. That was probably, he dared me to walk through the main gate in Korea naked.
So, oh, my goodness.
Yep, totally did that. I mean, he dared me to, so. I'm sure it's a shock to you guys.
If you dared you to walk off a bridge, would you?
Well, it was across a bridge. I crossed the bridge, okay? And then I walked right through the main gate. And all the Koreans are like, Abelino, wear your clothes. I was like, they're right here. And then they got to the other side. So, I mean, it was just one of those things. It was just like, you know, Chuck was not, he was fun. He was fun. But, yeah.
I don't want to hear any more stories like that, you know. I've heard enough, and I don't want our audience to have to hear all these stupid stories.
I'm full of stupid stories. I know you are. All right, Chris.
So when do you see yourself upgrading? Like, I know the MT-09 probably is not your forever bike.
No. My next bike will be a cruising bike. Okay. Just, you know, I'm also trying to get out of the car I'm in, too. So, you know, trying to set myself up with just a decent truck and then get a cruising bike. Honestly, I like the MT-09. Payment's not bad. I don't know if I'll get rid of it just because it's fun to ride. I might just add to it. That way I can always hop on something quick and easy.
That way you got a cruiser and a sport bike. Yep.
Just because I know once I get a cruiser, I'm going to want to hop back on the sporty.
I got you. What are you, ideally, what would be your cruiser bike?
No doubt a Springfield, Indian Springfield.
Cool.
And I want to, you know, Indian Stage 2 cams, you know, air intake, tab performance, zombie baffles, just like Happy's.
Just like Happy.
Happy build.
Yeah.
It just sounds good.
You've let Happy talk to you.
First time ever in your life anyone's ever said, I want to be just like Happy.
No. I don't want to be just like Happy. I want my bike to sound and perform like Happy's.
Oh, right. No. He wants to be like Happy.
Why don't you want to be like me? And why is that such a bad thing to be like me?
I'm saying that's the first time you've ever heard anyone
say it. I've heard it a lot, actually.
I like to shower.
Got him.
As I told Carson... That is not.
It's so urban.
You know what? I'm not even identify that with a comment. Okay. I mean, I'm glad that Joe's just happy that we're not ragging on him for once. You know.
Thank goodness I can just kind of rest.
Hey, has Kim called?
Not yet.
She has not.
That's.
She had her conversation in the last episode. She's like, "I'm good."
Yeah, I'm good. I think I'll just wait here.
Okay, she's just waiting in bed. Yeah. You know. Keeping it warm for you.
Yeah, I'm just
going to egg this on, drag it along. So that way she's asleep by the time you get home.
Yeah, thanks, if anybody heard the last episode, it sounded pretty good for him whenever he gets home.
Yeah, I'll let y'all know.
If he gets home.
Yeah. All right, so let's get on to this thing.
All right. Well, what stuff do you have for new riders? Like, what kind of gear, what kind of anything? What is it that you think a new rider should know about?
Gotta have an I Love Christy Mac sticker, right?
Absolutely. Joe was kind enough to let me wear his helmet, and it's a zebra striped helmet.
It's hideous.
That's the best way to
describe
it.
It's the most gaudy, hideous helmet I've ever seen in my
life. It is, but, you know, free helmet.
Yeah.
Is
And there's the sticker on the back that says, I Heart Christy Mac.
It does. I actually took it off because I was...
You did?
Yeah. Riding to the beach all the time, you know, after looking up who Christy Mack was and the crowd I was around, you know, just didn't blend too well. Didn't represent me as a person too well.
I understand. Happy wants to know, do you still have the sticker?
I'll happily order you a new sticker. No, but
Happy needs one.
Happy does not need one.
You just, okay, all right.
I don't even know who Christy Mack is.
I'm sitting over here going,
yeah, look.
I didn't know who she was either.
You probably should
she.
Be.
Oh. Christy.
Christy. Not Chris yeah. Mack.
It's got to stay PG-13, so.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, don't bring her picture up on
that. All right.
If it's anything with Joe.
Put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Don't put that on me.
Yeah. But back to the gear.
What advice do you have?
Definitely ride your own ride, you know, just riding, you know. Heck, I've ridden with Gabe, you know, a couple of times, and, you know, he's more experienced than me.
For someone who says that you want to avoid being his obsession, you sure do spend a lot of time.
I never said I wanted to avoid
being
his. It makes me a little uncomfortable at times, but.
You sure don't take yourself out of that situation very often, though.
Gabe's a good guy. What can I mean?
I know, Gabe's great.
I mean, I like hanging around Gabe.
Yeah.
I mean. He's a nice individual.
He's a nice individual.
Oh, my gosh. They both talk the same. Like, if you look back, like, seriously, if you look back, Gabe said the same exact thing. Freaking weird.
About Chris?
Yeah, like, oh, I love hanging out with him. He's such a cool guy. Oh,
we don't hang out much. It's just kind of like, hey, you want to go riding?
I wonder how much you guys actually hang out.
I'm sorry?
I wonder how much you guys actually hang out that you guys don't tell us about.
Ooh, rough subject.
Since I bought the bike, we've ridden twice.
That's nice.
So,
what's your longest ride you've ever been on?
We went down to Ocean Isle Beach one night.
How far is that from here? So people don't.
So from where I live, it's an hour and 8 minute drive.
How's that on an MT-09? Because it's a bit of a stiffer ride.
It is. Actually, Kenny just adjusted my suspension too, nice. So it's a little stiffer now. But it handles better at higher speeds. But it was nice. We got down there, got to the gas station. I remember standing up, my neck was super sore just from that wind.
The wind hitting you, yeah.
Hitting my face.
And for the people that don't know, an MT-09 is a naked bike. There's no windshield, sit up straight position. You're not at a bit of an angle for help. So it is more of a city kind of
ride.
You got
to catch all the wind, don't you, on that?
I tucked myself down. Yeah. Real. I mean, the riding position is not meant to tuck yourself down like that, but the way it's set up. But that was the only comfortable way to handle you.
It's
know,
more meant for like city comfort. You know.
City comfort, okay.
Yeah.
In and out traffic.
In and out of traffic, something
for about
quick.
3 or 4 days after that.
Mm. I believe
my first
it.
Beer. Huh? I remember my first beer.
We all got to start somewhere.
True fact. You mentioned your helmet. You have a cool helmet coming up, don't you?
I do. I can't wait for that thing to come in.
It should be dropping soon.
You're getting a helmet?
He's getting a helmet.
Mm-hmm. What are you getting? Can we talk about it?
Yeah.
What are you getting?
The Arfa 11 Pro.
Oh, I just bought one today.
Did you really?
Yeah.
But he's not just getting any Arfa
11
Pro.
But what Arfa 11 Pro are you getting?
He's getting the anti-venom.
Oh, like the Carnage one?
No, the anti-venom.
It's like white.
Oh,
it basically matches.
It literally matches my bike.
Okay. In all the metric.
Well, I was kind of upset when you said something that I'm not familiar with because I was like, dang it, maybe I should have waited. But I got like a gray graphic, which looks really cool. It's literally sitting in my truck. Yeah, I've had one for like 4 or 5 years.
So you know how Venom's black, Carnage is red, okay. Anti-Venom is white because it's
gotcha.
You
know.
White, gray with an orange tongue flying out. Basically matches the MT-09 perfectly.
Yeah, I have not seen this yet.
I feel like as a metric rider, I kind of have to have, you know, kind of a crazy helmet.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
Venom helmet, HJC.
11. Yeah. I'm looking it up online real quick. Ooh. So let me pop this up on the screen real quick for those of you guys that are watching on YouTube. So here is the anti-venom.
Yep, we special ordered it for them. It's being released. It's being released this week coming up.
First of November.
Yeah, November 1.
Yeah. Well, by the time this episode airs, you'll actually hopefully have it.
Yeah, look at this picture, Abby.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It comes stock with the dark windshield also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, everything comes with, or all the Arfas come with dark windshields.
No, the Red Bull doesn't.
Oh, so one doesn't. Okay.
The couple.
Mine did. Everyone that I've ordered has come with a dark windshield, so I thought all Arfa 11s came with one.
Mm-mm. The Red Bull's not. Yeah, the Red Bull finally released a actual non-sponsored helmet. If that makes sense, non-sponsored rider helmet.
Oh, where you can get like Red Bull on your helmet.
It's the first time. It's like limited production.
Okay.
So it's also an Arfa. It's Arfa 1N, I think. I don't know, but it's.
I know I've seen that helmet, but personally, I just don't want to have all that stuff on my helmet. So I just skipped over it immediately.
Normally I don't want all that stuff, but for some reason, this helmet is absolutely.
It looks cool.
It's absolutely awesome. So.
Well, you're going to love the Arfa. I mean, it's so light. I love how light, because I own one now. I bought another one because I wanted another one. I looked at the Arfa 70, which has the internal visor.
I have that.
Yeah, the Arfa 70 is great. I was looking at that as well. It's just a little heavier, and it doesn't breathe as good. Other than that, it has the internal visor.
The 11 has the internal visor?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so.
That's why it comes with the smoked visor.
Okay, but where you put the windshield, the extra spare windshield, on your naked bike?
I carry a backpack, so I guess it'd go in there.
Yeah, I have a tail bag on my bike, so I put it in there. Or whenever I'm heading home and I can't see, I put up the visor and I squint.
Or you could just plan your ride. You know, if you know you're gonna be doing day riding, let's wear the dark one.
You know,
when we ride at night, let's put in the clear.
I just hate the fishbowl look. Like everybody sees your eyes. Like when you roll up and somebody looks at your bike, and then you look left or right or whatever, and somebody looks right at you in your eyes, you're just like, they see me. They see me singing. Maybe that's just me, but I have a Sina, and I sing in my helmet all the time.
They can't see your lips.
They could probably see my mouth moving a little. my cheeks going, you know. I don't know.
You sing while you ride?
Oh, yes, all the time.
Yes, yes. All the time.
All the time.
You sing while you ride?
Look.
When I'm doing wheelies, I'm singing. Like, I love it.
His longest ride, whole hour and 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That's nothing.
No. That's driving time.
That's cute.
Yeah, no.
My longest ride I've done is 1,500 miles in one day.
That's a lot of miles.
Okay, 20 hours, 41 minutes. San Antonio, Texas, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, all because someone said I couldn't do it. All right? You do anything you possibly can in that helmet to keep yourself awake. Sing, yell, cuss, laugh.
How long, it took you 20 hours?
20 hours, 41 minutes.
Mm.
It was so long.
What the f*** were you thinking?
I was thinking, when the hell is this thing going to be over with?
And you did it just because someone said you couldn't?
Someone said I couldn't do it. Someone said, you'll never make it happen. Just take the fine and don't worry about it. I was like, I'll be there. They're like, you're never going to make it. I made it with 10 minutes to spare. And then they go, sweet, we're going to pay your fine for you just knowing that you were coming here. But cool. I was like, I'm going to go to bed now. So I partied for a couple hours. Then
Did you ride back? Or?
Of course.
Oh.
I was in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. I live in North Carolina. I have to go somewhere. And actually, the very next day, I rode to Albany, New York.
Wow.
And then I went up to Boston, and then I rode home. The next day after that.
I think eventually if I get like a cruiser and kind of settle down, stop these stupid wheelies, I think I'll get back to that. That'd be pretty fun. I'd love to ride to the dragon, you know, that kind of thing.
I mean,
tail of the dragon.
I know what the tail. We talked about it.
Well, I'm just saying for our viewers.
Yes, I want to go to the tail of the dragon. I've done all that, but I haven't rode the tail of the dragon.
Oh.
Okay, but I rode in Albany, New York, where that was one of the worst wake ups ever.
Mm.
You wake up, fog, rain, miserableness. Okay,
cold,
50 degrees, and it's June, and. You just get on the bike and you're like, I have 700 miles to do today. And you're thinking, I don't want to do 700 miles. You know what? That bed's really dry. That bed's really warm. There's some TV I could probably watch. And you're just thinking.
Did you have a heated seat, heated grips or
anything? Nope. Uh-huh. I had a Springfield. It was on Baby Seal.
Yep.
And I had no windshield. And
oh,
I had
no windshield. On a Springfield, they have windshields.
I didn't have a windshield.
Why did you take it off?
Because I didn't like it. Because it was too old man.
You should have put that thing back on for the highway miles.
Now, ask him now what he has on his Springfield.
What do you have on your Springfield?
I have a windshield.
Just for to and from work.
You know, it happened last year. Okay? Yeah,
when he turned 40, it happened.
It happened when I was 39. Okay.
How did you like your mug, by the way? I know you said you were a Star Wars fan.
I'm a Star Wars fan, not a Star Trek fan.
Yeah, I'm a Star Wars fan. I don't like Star Trek. All I know is the...
Wife loves Star Trek.
Well, awesome. I'm glad I got it.
Yeah, thank you very much for my mug that I gave my wife.
No problem. Live long and prosper.
Yeah, you too.
The beard dye looks good.
I don't have a beard dye.
He has the pin that squeezes and the gel comes out and he just combs it in.
Whoa.
He's getting old now.
Someone get Kim on the phone.
Deflect. Captain Deflect over here.
This for the man. Where do you think I learned this from, okay? 2 years of having Carson come down here and coming hitting me with everything because you're like, hey, Happy did this. And then you're in the background just doing the Heisman.
We're back to your normally scheduled episode.
Yeah.
Exactly. One down, five up.
Yeah.
But, no, yeah, I put a year ago, so when I got my Springfield, now, I didn't have the windshield. I was like, I'm not going to use the windshield. So I left behind my desk. Well, we're getting ready for inventory. It was cold out. It was like December or something like that. And I was like, well, I don't want this. It's my windshield. I still want it. You know, I'm never going to use it. I want it.
Okay.
So I put it on the bike to take it home.
Okay.
And it worked.
And you loved it.
And I was like, damn it. I don't like the fact that I have a windshield. I'm a windshield guy now.
Yeah.
It absolutely breaks my heart in a lot of ways.
I mean, it happens, you know, to the best of us, like, you know. That's just how it goes. Like, I know right now I'm, you know, me and you are riding sport bikes and we're already looking at cruisers like, this will happen eventually, you know.
Hey,
we know what's coming.
The best cruiser riders that I know of have come from sport bikes. The worst sport bike riders that I know of.
Came from cruisers.
So it's just one of those things where it's like, no. I think it's going to be great. I think it's a great bike. I was a little sad. I wanted you to join Indian.
Those first 48 hours were tough from you.
Yeah. But the most important thing is that you're on two wheels. Because, I mean, 6 months ago, you looked at me and laughed. And you're like, I'm never.
Who is this guy?
Who is this guy? Why is he talking to me? Why is he so hairy? And please get me out of this place. Yeah. I'll never forget the first day you started working with us. You and Shelton literally matched clothes.
Unplanned. To a T.
Same boots. It's like, what are they, like muck boots or something?
Extra Toughs.
Yeah, we were in Extra Toughs, khaki shorts, and the same colored. This was before we had the polo, so same colored battleship shirt. I think we were in like a white one or something.
It was absolutely atrocious. It reminded me, I'm not going to mention the Saturday Night Live skit, but it reminded me of the Saturday Night Live skit with Ace and Gary. Okay, and that's how you got your nickname. Originally.
Yep. Oh, okay.
That's how you got his nickname.
Yeah, yeah.
He was originally going to be Gary, and then he told the most bomb-ass story ever. And then he quickly became Ace. And it was like, you know what, Shelton, you suck. You're nowhere as cool as him. So therefore, you don't deserve Ace.
And that's why Shelton sticks behind the little tower back there.
That's because he can kiss Joe's ass.
Mm. Joe, comment?
Shout out to Shelton. We appreciate you.
Agreed.
You know, you really should be on my side, not on their side.
I float the middle.
Yeah, that's what I hate about you, because the fact is you should be on my side. I'm trying to recruit you.
How many people do you actually have on your side?
Nobody. Nobody, okay? So, what? That's besides the point.
See, floating in the middle, I can give everyone crap.
Yeah. I know. But I want one person that just is like, you know what?
You got your heterosexual life partner.
No, he totally joins in on anyone that's giving me crap. I mean, like...
I don't blame him. I mean...
did I tell you about him?
Oh.
Did I tell you what I did for him?
I heard he got a bike.
He did get a bike.
Yeah, I heard that. Or I saw.
He just turned 40.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he turned 40. Wait,
did you get him a mug?
I got him a freaking Grom. Okay? Like...
That's awesome.
So his wife hates me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
More than Kim used to hang you before the vacuum?
Yeah, she like legitimately does not talk to me at all. Like Kim will at least talk to me. She was always here and always around that I would just force myself upon her in a non-sexual way. Just,
I understand.
Okay. But Nick's wife.
This episode's getting so awkward.
Yes. Just me. So Nick's wife hates me because anytime Nick's, the one person that has any influence over him besides her is me.
Okay.
And they both know that. Like, I will influence him in every good decision in my mind.
Yeah.
Poor decision in her mind.
Yeah, that's how my friend is. Yep.
Okay.
Same thing.
And I think she's more or less just jealous the fact that...
He wants to spend time with you or listens to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing. Okay. Yep, got it.
So, he's like, hey, I haven't seen Happy in a couple of years. I want to go see him for my 40th birthday. And I was like, aw. Come on up here. Let's go. Hang out.
Ooh.
So the last thing that she says to him is make smart decisions. Meaning, don't you even freaking about buying another damn bike, okay, without me around or approving the decision, which was basically okay. So I wanted him to have a bike. I wanted to have something, but all I have is the monkey and the Springfield.
Yeah.
So I wanted him to mess around with me. So I was like, okay, well, I'll buy him a Grom.
That's awesome.
So I bought him a Grom so that
way. So you bought him that Grom?
I bought him the Grom.
Oh, I thought that he just bought a Grom because he wanted one. No. But you bought him that. Wow.
Yeah.
That was a brand new one,
back.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a brand new one. He might pay me back. I don't know.
That's awesome, though.
I mean, I hope he pays me back at some point in my life. Yeah,
and the Bank of Happy doesn't have a high return ratio. Just
he's literally listening to this right now going, oh, no, I was supposed to pay him back?
Oh, no. If she's listening to this, I hope he pays me back. If he's listening to this, he's like thinking, yeah, I'm going to pay you back. I hope. But no, Joe's right. The Bank of Happy does not have a high return ratio.
Has he been riding it? Has he been enjoying it?
He has. He is... Currently, he's getting ready. He's deployed, actually. At this point, this time, he's actually deployed. So he's still in the service. He's a steer instructor. So I don't know what kind of deployment they do. But, I mean, they're probably going to go do something somewhere. Like, you know,
yeah.
I have no clue. Anyways, when he gets back, I want to bring him on the show. So that way,
yeah,
we'll
see what he says about his new Grom.
But the funny thing is, when we were racing around the neighborhood, you know, flip flops, no helmets, no nothing. Okay, it don't look as a real bike. So it don't look as like.
Okay.
Well, I had.
I bring back my bloody tumbleweed analogy.
I know. Exactly. Which brings us to the point where I stop him on the road. And I was like, stop. And he goes, what? I was like, he goes, you want drag race? I was like, hell yeah, I do. 125cc stock against 125cc stock. We're going to get a whole whopping 40 miles an hour. All right. He dumps his clutch.
Loops it.
No, goes straight up with it, jumps off of it, controls it, and then brings it back down.
Oh, nice.
So totally scratched up the where the license plate should be. There's no license plate on it at the time.
Because like the whale tail kind of thing?
Yeah, the whale tail thing. Yeah. Scratches that up, busts the freaking light. Okay, the thing is not even 24 hours old. And I'm just dying of laughter as I take off riding. Because
it's like, hey. Well, that's one thing that's cool about little Groms like that. You mess it up and you go, ah, oh, dang, $10.
Mm-hmm. You know? Exactly. So, but yeah, he has a Grom.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, back to Chris over here. So we've talked about Happy for the last 25 minutes. Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
You didn't fall asleep, did you?
No, I was watching you yawn. I was about to start.
As we're, Bangs. Thanks.
I should be sponsored at this point. Yeah. With how
many of those I drink. This episode is brought to you by Bang. We appreciate it.
It's not.
You're definitely not as hot as Bang Energy Girls.
Well, yeah. Well, I know I'm not the host, but I just want to say to finish it out, he kind of asked you about things to look for whenever people are looking for a new bike. You know, like, what do you wish somebody would have told you when you were trying to pick out your first bike or, you know, just about bikes in general? Like, is there any kind of things that you would recommend or tell people that are thinking about getting? Somebody might be listening to this that doesn't own a bike but just wants to get some insight of what to expect. What do you enjoy about riding? You know, that kind of thing.
It's freeing, first of all. I remember the first time I took Happy's bike out, I didn't have to take pre-workout before the gym that night. I was still on that, like, after ride high. It was pretty nuts. But second off, things I look for in a person, to answer your first question, is just kind of, you know.
Things you look for in a person. We're like, not talking about Tinder. Like, right? We're not talking about Tinder.
Things I look for in a customer, you know, looking to purchase their first bike.
We'll be right back after this guy.
Oh, man. Anyways, things I look for in a customer, you know, is just kind of, you know, honestly, I look for coordination in one thing. But second off, just, you know, I've had a customer in the past, you know, we called you Ketchup for a while after the test ride with him. But
I think the same thing happened to you on the second he came back, right?
Yeah, no, it did. But
which is?
I'm sorry?
What? Tell the story. What happened that you guys called me Ketchup for, and then you got...
We have this customer, not going to, you know, drop a name or anything, but he went for a test ride on a Springfield that he ended up buying. Took off with Happy, and we look out of the front of our store, and we see the customer is absolutely hauling it, and Happy's behind him trying to catch up. On a stock Springfield...
You're last.
On a stock Springfield versus Happy's, you know, full stage two.
Yeah.
I think you have the Lloyd's tuner on it too.
No. But I have a PV3. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
The point is that then what happened when you, so you asked me that day, I remember this, okay, because of that situation, you asked me, you're like, hey, Hap, he's coming back in. I need you to test ride. I was like, you got a bike. You do it. I'm not freaking riding with him, man.
And you take off again and, he's buying a 1200 Sportster this time, okay? And he...
Way big difference.
And so he didn't get me at the start, but we were turning around on our test ride, and he's like, are you ready? And I was like, yeah. And he just takes off. And I was like, I had to catch up to him, get in front of him, and I was just telling him to get behind me. But, you know, rider like that...
Were you screaming in your helmet?
Yeah, I was yelling. I was, like, saying some things I shouldn't have been saying. But anyways... We get back, you know, after seeing how he rides a bike, and he wanted to buy the FTR. I think that's a bike he would have ended up hurting himself on.
He would have looped it.
Yeah, absolutely, the way he rides. So, you know, just, you know, something like that I'm looking for. Don't want to put him on a bike that's too much for him.
Do you think it's an art to actually place look at a person and place him on the right bike?
I definitely try to. Yeah, I think it's definitely a
It's at an that art. Point, it's a art. It's a little bit of like what you think that person.
You really
got
to get to know the
respect.
Customer.
Yeah, you got to respect the bike and respect the road, and some people just don't. So you got to put them on something smaller until they do respect it.
But for like new time riders, something I'm still learning to do, because you know some people I know ride your own ride. You know, I'm definitely not experienced, and I know that. I don't try to act like I am. Not, you know, I'm not trying to take the pleasure away from riding. So, ride your own ride.
Get what's comfortable, pretty much.
Yeah. Just stay comfortable, you know, until I don't know when you consider yourself experienced, but, you know, just
never.
Just honestly, ride your own
there's
ride.
There's always stuff.
Yeah,
to
stay
learn.
Comfortable. Yeah. I don't want to do something to put myself in a position where I can't ever ride again or something like
people
that. I don't
do
want to take the pleasure from it.
People do that for us. I mean, the crazy. So,
dealing with Wilmington traffic is enough in itself right there.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of that, so Barrymore rode dress up in the grill suit on the monkey.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many people didn't react to me as I rode from my house to Wilmington or to work that day.
Because they're not paying attention.
They're not paying attention. They literally just like, do. Like, here is a gorilla just riding down Market Street, riding down College. I mean, I went College to Market, the two busiest streets in Wilmington. And no one, like, there was a bunch of people that were like, hey, ha, ha, ha. There was a bunch of people like, didn't even notice. And I could see them because I'm just like watching. I was like, hey.
Exactly.
In their phones, I guess.
They're in their phones. They're just like, you know, just days off. It's like, people do not look for motorcycles anymore. They just don't see them. I mean, even the gorilla on a monkey, a red monkey. Anyways, Chris, I want to thank you very much for coming out.
We definitely appreciate you coming, hanging out with us. I know you didn't have to and, you know, spending your time.
I mean, it's Friday night. I know you have.
I know you got probably a stable full of Tinder girls waiting for
you. Be super liking you.
If not, you got Gabe.
You got Gabe.
You always got your fallback. That's good.
You're my obsession.
I'm not going to pull that.
But anyways, I want to thank you very much. It's always. I'm just happy to see you riding. At this point, I'm just like, it doesn't matter what you ride. I'm just happy to see you riding. So,
And one thing before this episode does end, I want to say the next two or three episodes that do come out, it will be at Baker American Cycle, which is a sister store in Fayetteville. We're going to go there and do a little group of a couple episodes, whether it's two, three, whatever, and we'll have guests or whether it's just us. We'll figure that out.
We're going to change it up a little bit just so it's not the same.
Different environment.
Yep. We're getting started.
Same table, different environment.
Yeah. But I think we're trying to get some feedback from people and about what they're looking for in episodes. Yeah. And we'll see.
We're trying to perfect this. We're trying to do something that our audience is going to enjoy and looking forward to, as well as have fun by ourselves.
Which means we do look at the comments. We do want you guys to feel free to roast us.
Happy expression.
No, please don't.
Needs all the roasting he can get.
I'm very sensitive. But let us know what you think. Subscribe, share the episodes, and hopefully we'll get this thing going in the right direction.
Yeah, we'll get it together. So happy. Let's end it.
This one down, five up. I'm happy.
Yeah, and I'm Kyle.
And I'm Joe.
And Chris. All right.
Thank you. Good night, guys.
See you guys.